our strange universe, there is an equivalence of energy and mass. When an object moves, the energy of its motion adds to its mass. As the speed of a moving object approaches the speed of light, its mass rises ever more quickly. It begins slowly at first. At 10% the speed of light, an object's mass is only 0.5% more than normal. But by the time it reaches 90% the speed of light, its mass has more than doubled. Speeding up further requires more and more energy, as you get closer and closer to the speed of light. As a result of this equivalence of energy and mass, nothing can travel faster than light, because its mass would then be infinite, and getting it there would require infinite energy.
Speed of light, no travel faster than the speed of light. One day all will be eternal night. Eternal speed of light, no travel faster than the speed of light. One day all will be eternal.
However, the universe itself is expanding at an ever-accelerating rate. Even though objects within the universe cannot move faster than the speed of light, the universe itself will continue to expand infinitely, faster and faster. As far as we know, there are no bounds on its upper limit. This means that one day, the light from distant objects will not be able to reach us anymore, because the universe will be expanding too fast. Around us in all directions, there will be a cosmological horizon. Everything beyond this horizon will always be dark to us. Everything beyond this horizon will always be out of our reach. The universe is receding from view.
Speed of light, no travel faster than the speed of faster than the speed of light. One day all will be eternal night. Eternal.
Far into space, they will see only emptiness. When they look far into space, they will see absolutely nothing. They will see no evidence of a past. They will see no evidence of a future. They will see no evidence of this strange expansion or of any change whatsoever. Their home will be an island in the darkness forever.